This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone to our shiur on Tefillah. We're continuing this week. We did Shalaya Sani Goy. The week before we did Hanoisin La Sachvi V'Asher Nosan La Sachvi V'Vino La Avchem En Yermuvin Loila. But today we're going to go back to a tefillah that actually precedes the Berachas HaShachar. And today we're going to speak about the tefillah Adoin Olam. And this series of tefillah is sponsored by our good friends in Los Angeles, Rabbi Tzala Rose, Le'ilei Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shenev an Aliyah, V'Yomeil Tzioshev, Rezol Mishpacha, V'Yosgol Tzedek.
Amen.
So, Adoin Olam. The Mati Moshe, Rav Moshe Mas, who is a leading disciple of the Maharshal, he writes that after the Shliach Tzibur begins Adon Olam, which is a very beautiful and great song. And he says, I found written, so anyone who's mechavein at the onset of Adon Olam, he brings from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Rav Hai Goin, Rav Shvira Goin, Orei Vani B'davar, I will be a guarantor. Shetfilasa in the Shmas, your tefillah will be answered. We perhaps treat Adon Olam as a song that we learned when we were younger. Perhaps we don't even say it. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, you have to say it. But he brings this tradition that one who is mechavein, now if you say it without kavana, you're not doing anything anyway. But if someone is mechavein, when they say it, your tefillah will be listened to. The satan will not instigate against the tefillah. And you will have no satan and pegara. You have no damage or no infraction on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur and your tefillah. Your oyevim will fall before you. And some say even your Yetzer Hara will make peace with you. And Shlomo HaMelech says, when God is pleased with the ways of man, even his enemies will be at peace with him. It refers to those who say Adon Olam with Kavana. So this is a good starter for tefillah. This is a good way to begin. And if one who says it b'kavanah, there's a guarantee from the early Torah giants and the Goinim that your tefillah will be listened to. So we have to try to understand what exactly is the function of Adon Olam. The Siddur seems rather large enough. Why do we need this additional paragraph of Adon Olam? Now, first of all, who wrote Adon Olam? We don't know exactly. In the Tikkun Tefillah, he brings some attributed to Rav Shlomo Ibn Gavriel, and it's very likely. Now, in the Svardik Sidurim, so we have Adon Olam Hashem Adam Kol Yitzir Nivra, Lies Nasa Bechetzay Kol, Azay Melech Shemay Nikra, and we say V'loy Ha'oiz V'Hamisra. In the Svardik Sidurim, they put in another two stanzas: B'li Erech, B'li Dimyain, B'li Shinoy Usmura, B'li Chibur, B'li Feirud Gedol Koyach Ugvura. Yeah, you say that. Okay, that's the last time you're going to be saying it. Fine. And then, after Menas Kaisi B'yayim Ekra, we add the following stanza. Menas Kaisi B'yayim Ekra, they add V'hu Roife, yeah, you say that?
Yes.
V'hu Marpe, V'hu Tsoife, V'hu Ezra. And in some Svardek Sidurim, after the Chruz, Laham Shaloi, Lahach Bira, they add V'hu Rishon, V'hu Achron, L'chol Chaymer, U'l'chol Tzura. And in some they say, "B'mikdashoy tagel nafshi meshichenu yishlach mehira." V'oz what? Nashir beveis koshi amen shem hanora. Yeah. Anybody who knows the meaning of this tefillah will see that these words were not composed by the composer because this is not his language and style. Therefore, the Ashkenazic Siddurim are correct for not accepting these lines in the Adon Olam. Okay. I don't know, but. Anyway, that's just the opinion of the Tikkun Tefillah. But what is the importance of Adon Olam? What is the function of it? And why do we start the tefillah that way? Okay, so we know that Adon Olam is the tefillah that introduces Shachris. You know, you don't say Adon Olam by Mincha, you don't say it by Mariv, but what we will address is, why do you say it before you go to sleep? Okay, now, the concept that God is Adon is a revolutionary concept. It's a novel concept, and this was the invention of none other than Abraham. When the Gemara says, "Am Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Miyom Shenivra Hakadosh Baruch Hu Esa Olam Lo Haya Adam Shekari La Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adoin Ad Sheba Avraham Bekari Adoin Shenemar Vayoymar Adoy Shem Elokim Bama Eda Ki Yirashena." Avraham said, "Hashem, my God, how will I know that I will inherit the land?" That's the pasuk in last week's parsha. In the Siach Yitzchak, which is in the Perush brought in the Siddur Hagra, he brings in the Magad Tzedek, the Magad of Vilna, that the reason why they were mistaken to say Adonai Olam in the beginning of Tefillah, they did it with a great intention, based on what it says in the Sechta Tamid, that when the time for the Shechita of the Tamid came, so the Memuna would say, "Go out and see if the Zman Shechita came." And the Roya would say, "Barkai." He would say, "The whole eastern front has lit up until where? Until Chevron." Now, why do they need to know if the eastern front was lit up until Chevron? In order to reference the Zechus of Avraham Avinu, because at the beginning of the Avodah. Why? Why do we want to mention the Zechus of Avraham in the beginning of the morning service? Similar, we say, "Va'ani b'roiv chastecha avoy beisecha." Whose midah was midah of chesed? Abraham. Who was masakin shachris? Abraham. So therefore, since Abraham was masakin shachris, we like to mention the zechus of Abraham by shachris. So we say, "Va'ani b'roiv chastecha avoy beisecha." Furthermore, we say, "Adoin oylam." Why do we say Adonai Olam and Shachris? Because the fact that Hashem is Adonai was the invention of Avraham. And this is Avraham's tefillah. So what better way to start Shachris than to refer to God as the way Avraham referred to God? Furthermore, we start Shemoneh Esrei, Adoy Shem. Why? Again, because this is the invention of Avraham Avinu. Like Chazal say, "Miyom Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamai," nobody called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adonai until Avraham. Even Daniel was only answered in the merit of Avraham, because it says, "V'yat Hashem Elokeinu Tefilas Avdecha Leman Adoy Shem." Why? Even Daniel was only answered in the merit of Avraham. So in other words, Adonai Olam is put in the Siddur before Shachris to reference the merit of Abraham. And they told this to the Gra, and the Gra said it was worthwhile to publish the Siddur just for this Nakuda, that Adonai Olam starts off the Shachris, because since Shachris was composed by Avraham, therefore we started off with Avraham's invention. By the way, the Meshech Chachma adds that, you know, we wear talis and tefillin, right? We Jews. We wear talis and tefillin. When do you wear talis and tefillin? By when you eat bagels, when you eat donuts, when you stand on your head, when you daven mincha, when you daven mariv. When do you wear talis and tefillin? What does God do with Shachris? What do talis and tefillin got to do with Shachris? No connection to Shachris. No, since Avraham was masakin Shachris, and we're zoicha to talis and tefillin, because Avraham said, "V'yim michut v'yad zoroich now." So therefore, we fuse together both zechusim of Avraham Avinu. Fine. But there's another meaning, another dimension of Adonai Olam. We know the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Hey, when you say a bracha, you should have in mind the meaning of the words. What about when you say Hashem's name? Kesheyazkir Hashem, when you mention Hashem's name, Yechavim Perush Kriyasai, you should have in mind the way it's read, Shehu Adoin HaKoyal, that Hashem is the master of everything. The Yechavim B'Ksivasai, you should have in mind in the way it's written, B'Yud, and the Hey, that Hashem was what? Haya, Hayvaviyah. In other words, when you say God's name, you have to have two things in mind. The way it's read, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, that he's the master of everything. And the way it's written, that he was, is, and will be. And when you say Elokim, you should have in mind, Takif, u'bal ha'yecholas, u'bal ha'koyches kulam. So here's the problem. You do that? Friends, every time you say Hashem's name, you have two things in mind? You have many things in mind, but are any of them that? When you say Hashem's name, do you follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch that you think Baruch Ata Hashem Adoin Koil Haya Hayvavia? You do that or you don't do that?
That's right.
When you say Elokeinu, you have in mind Takif Ubala Yecholas Ubala Koyches Kulam. You think that or you don't think that? Okay, we have one honest person. Now, for those who say L'shem Yichud, in the Siddur, Tefillah LeDavid of Reb Avram David Warman, the Eishel Avram of Buchach, he brings that even if you do say L'Shem Yichud, it's sufficient to say one L'Shem Yichud a day, and have in mind that all the mitzvot you do are based on that L'Shem Yichud. You can make one Tanai, and that will be sufficient for all your mitzvahs. But then he says in his Siddur, something that's printed in many Siddurim, look at number 7 in the second paragraph, he says, "Harini mechavin mayata." I have in mind now, "Al kol prat uprat mimasai v'diborei machshavosai," that every detail of my actions, words, and thoughts, "Shakol hayoyim ad lamachar," that of all day until tomorrow, should be l'shem yichud, in order to be machri ami, and all of Klal Yisrael l'kav zchus. And I'm mechavin that from now until this time tomorrow, that every time I say the Shem Havaya, written Yudke Vavke, that I have in mind, it means he was, is, and will be, and the way it's read, that he's Adon Koel. And whenever I say like him, it should be with the intention of that Hashem is powerful, and the master of ability, and the master of all strength. So in other words, you have one kavana in the morning, and it will last you the whole day. The Das Kedoshim, the Eishel Avram of Buchach. In fact, in the Lamda Shesefer, Afike Yam, of Rabbi Chiel Michal Rabinowitz, he says, "Inyan gadol hu lahasnais." It is a great inyan to make a stipulation. Kisha azkir b'chol yoyim. Whenever I say aleph dalem nun yud, my kavana is that Hashem is the master of everything. And whenever it's spelled shem havaya, I have in mind adon kol hayva v'yia. And whenever I say like him, my kavana is God rules over all of the universe. He is takif u'balichas u'balikochas kulam. So this suggestion of Rabbi Avram David Warman in the Tefillah LeDavid, that you could be mechavin in the beginning of the day and it works for the whole day, is also introduced by the Afike Yam.
That's not true. He says, "I say it every time." He didn't make it as a one time.
No, you have in mind. No, but he says, "Inyan gadol hu lahasnois," to make a stipulation that all day when I say these, they should be with the intention of. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, come on, how does that work? By the way, if mitzvah is tzrichos kavana, could you make a tanai in the beginning of the day? Any mitzvah I do today should be with kavana to mekayim the mitzvah. Doesn't work. So why would it work for the name of Hashem to have one stipulation that any time I say Hashem's name, it should be with the intention of Adoin Kol Hayavaviyah? Why would that work? So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in the Halicha Shloimei, that since the halacha, that when you say Hashem's name, you should have in mind He's the master of everything, and He was, is, and will be, is not mentioned in the Gemara. Therefore, you could rely, in our very weak generation, who can't have anything in mind, one general tanai to work for the whole day. But if this would be a din in the Gemara, you couldn't do it, take the shortcut that have make one tanai and it work for the whole day. Says the Apta Rav, Rav Yeshua Heschel, the Oy of Yisrael, and I had this in mind, you know, when I was preparing the Shana Adonai Olam, I said, you know what, maybe that's Shana Adonai Olam, but I think I thought that because I saw this many years ago. The Apta Rav says that this is the purpose of Adonai Olam. The purpose of Adonai Olam, I'm in number 9, is that Adonai Olam basically is a statement of all the kavanos of the various names of Hashem. So, when you say Adon Olam, you have in mind the Shem Adnos is that Hashem's the master of everything. When we say B'li Reishis, when you say V'hu Haya, V'hu Hayveh, V'hu Yiyeh, that's what you have in mind whenever you say the Shem Havaya. And this is, in other words, this is a enunciation of the kavanas to have of all the names of Hashem. Look, tam shatiknu loim adonai lom koydem atfila, viachar atfila. It's like a moida that with this kavana you're saying the names of Hashem. Adonai lom is hakdama to the Shem Adonus. B'li reishis v'loy ha'oyz v'hamisra. God has strength and sovereignty is the hakdama for the name Elohim. That takiv abalai choyles v'hu haya. The Huhaiveh is the Hakdama to the Shem Havaya. That we, therefore, one has to have great kavana when they say Adonai Olam. Wow. And with this, and then once you say Adonai Olam, then you're good to go for the rest of the Tfilos. And now we understand why we have this Haftacha, that if someone says Adonai Olam Mekavana, then his Tfilah will be listened to. Because as we know, the Pasuk says, Asa Geveyu Ki Yada Shemi, I will elevate you if you know my name. So again, when you say Adonai Olam, that's the Hakdama Ta Shem Adnos. When you say V'loi Ha'oi is V'hamisra, God has strength and dominion, that's a Hakdama Ta Elohim. And when you say V'huaya, V'huayve, V'huyiya, B'sifara, that's a Hakdama to the Shem Ha'vaya. Okay, then we have the Eitz Yosef. Eitz Yosef writes, why do we say in the beginning of davening Adonai Olam? So he brings down this idea to remember the Zuchus of Abraham. Okay, fine. Then he says, Oy Di Yishloimer. Why do we call God Adon and not Melech? The Marsha says, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, we referred to God as a Melech. But in the time of the Galos, the Shem is not Shalem, and his Kisei is not Shalem, and we don't refer to him as Melech. So therefore we start davening in the Galos, Adonai Olam. God, you who today, your Malchus has been diminished, but you are Adonai Olam. You're Adon, V'loi Melech. But, Adonai Olam Asher Malach. When the temple stood, you were the Melech. But, Le'es Nasa B'cheftzai Kael, Azai Melech, Shemai Nikra. When things will be done as you will, then you will again be called Melech. So this, says the Eitz Yosef, is another explanation of why we start with Adonai Olam. Because nowadays, God's Malchus is not recognized and it's diminished. We say, today you're Adonai Olam Asher Malach, that you reigned in the past. But Le'is Na'asa B'cheftzai Koyel, when it was done with His will, everything, then we will call you Melech. Okay. But this is the main offering that I want to bring to your attention today. And that is, yeah, and that is the Iyun Tefillah. The Iyun Tefillah of Reb Schwab, who brings first that the reason we begin the Tefillah with the Shir Adonai Olam, which by the way he says was established in the time of the Gaonim, and some attribute it to Reb Shlomo Ibn Gabirol, he brings that the Shulchan Aruch tells us when you say Hashem's name, you should be Mechavein in the Shem Adnos Adon Koel, and you should be Mechavein in the way it's spelled, the Shem Havaya. And therefore, Adonai Olam is a hakdama to the whole tefillah. But we still have to understand, why do we conclude Kriya Shema Alamita with Adonai Olam? In other words, you want to say we say Adonai Olam as a way of establishing what we will be having in mind in all of the Shemais that were Mespalel. Okay, I understand. But why do we say Adonai Olam and then go to sleep? Okay. Now, why do we bechlal in the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud? Why do we say Adoy and then Noy? That's Loshen Rabim. We should say Adoni. Adoni. God, there's only one God. Why would we use a name for God that refers to many? No. It means many God. It means masters, plural. No. Adoni is my master. Ado, and then the answer is. Right. Yeah, sure, it's in plural. But he talked to in this week's parasha, God, Avram spoke to three angels, and he said, not Adoni, Adonai.
He spoke to the main angel.
So
Rashi says, spoke to the main angel, one of them, the main one.
Right. No. But the word Adoy and then Noy is plural. So the Reb Schwab explains, because somebody who has many Avodim is called Adoinim, even though he's only one. We find by Yosef, Adoine Yosef. Look, this is it's an expression of sovereignty and mastership. Just like we say Elohim is Lashon Rabim as well. There's only one God. But we say Elohim. Okay, but let's move on from that. Let's focus on that which the Gemara says, that from the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, nobody called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon until Avram Avinu came to the scene and he said, Adon. What does this mean? What exactly is Avraham Avinu's big chiddush in the name of Adnos? This is a big revelation. This is a big giloy that Hashem is the master. Of course He's the master. He's the king of the world. Noach didn't know this. Mesushach didn't know this. What exactly is the chiddush of Avraham Avinu that he called God Adoy, and then they knew He's the Melech? And the answer, says Reb Schwab, is really the key to understanding tefillah in general. And it's so vital to understand this, because really this is what all of tefillah is predicated on. When we say God is the Melech, it's a borrowed term. It's borrowed from the expression of a Melech Basar Adam. Now a Melech rules over his people. And yes, a Melech takes pride that he's the king of the people. But the king does not have a relationship with each one of his subjects. There is no personal shaychus between any citizen and the king, or any ruler. The king is the ruler of the world, and maybe he's concerned for the welfare of the people. But there's no personal relationship between the king and the individual person. But a master who has avodim, and each avod has a different role and a different job, and a different area and sphere, and every Eved has his service, he has a personal relationship with his master. One Eved will clean the master's shoes. One Eved will serve the master. The master has a personal connection to each one of his avadim. The Melech does not, but the Adon does. And the Adon recognizes and knows Yankel does this, and Beryl does this, and Fivel does this. The master needs to know, and the master does know. And when somebody doesn't do his job, the master will say, "You, why didn't you do the job?" So when we refer to the Ribbono Shel as Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, we are saying, God, You are not just the king of the world, generally interested in the welfare of society and mankind. When we say Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, we're saying, You are My master. You know why You created me. You know what I need to do. You know what I need. You know what I'm crying out to You for. You know what my tzrachim are. You know what my weakness is. You know what my deficiencies are. The concept that Avraham Avinu introduced to the world is not God created the world, not God is aware. God has a personal relationship with each and every one of His subjects. And that is the most important ingredient in prayer. Because to wake up in the morning and to say, yeah, I'm here today to praise the King of the universe. Okay, well, so I'll let somebody else do that. I'll stay in bed and let everybody else praise the King of the universe. What's it got to do with me? No, we start the day, Adon Olam, God, You're not just the King of the universe. You're My master. You know me. You know what my job is in this world. You know what my role is in this world. You know what my needs are in this world. You know why I'm crying out to You. You know what my tzoros are. You know my tzrachim. Avraham was mechadish, says Reb Schwab, with all the gadlus and roimimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over kol ha'olam kulay, He's my Adon. This is what we say, Hoyer panecha mikdashcha shamim leman Avraham, that You called Avraham, that Avraham called You Adon. Now, we know that any bracha that doesn't have malchus is not a bracha. But before we say Hashem is the Melech, there's something that we say before we say God is the Melech, and that is Baruch Atah Adoy, and then Noi. What does bracha mean? Bracha means, before I give you a bracha, Hashem, I'm saying, Hashem, before I give you a bracha for this apple, I'm letting you know that You have a kesher with me. You have a connection to me. You knew I needed the apple, and You gave me the apple. Then I could say, You, God, who care about me, You're the king of the whole world. But the first establishment is, I have to establish, You have connection to me. Every nivra has a tafkin meyuchad. Every nivra has a different shimosh that he serves the adayin. This is what it means. And the truth is, the concept that Hashem is Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod is not only to mankind. Hashem is the Adon over all of the Bria, even a star, even an inanimate object. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Moine Mispar Lekoichavim Lechulam Shemoi Sikra. That when the nations of the world, when the Chachamim of the Umay Sa'ilam look in the galaxies and they see millions of stars, millions of galaxies, and the more they turn their telescope and they see rivavos of great clusters of stars, and they see it's endless and it's immeasurable, cannot be counted. But Hashem could count them. Hashem knows exactly how many stars there are. Hashem is Moine Mispar Lekoichavim. Moine Mispar Lekoichavim means, I have a question for you. What are there more of? Grains of sand in the world?
Stars.
Or stars?
Stars?
There are more stars. Could anybody count the grain? Imagine if you have a guy, what do you do for a living? I count the sand. So basically he's saying, I'm a complete Meshuggah. Right? It's impossible. How could anyone? Nobody could even count the sand in one acre of a beach in anywhere in the world. It's too many. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, no, but to me everything in the Bria, Amoyne Mispar Lekoichavim, and even so, Lekulam Shemai Sikra. Because Ribbono Shel Olam has a Shaychus to every Koichav, and to every blade of grass, and to every granule of soil. Says Reb Schwab, I heard from Reb Royer, who heard from his father, Reb Shlomo Zalman Breuer, who was the son-in-law of Reb Hirsch, that one time he met Reb Shimon Seifer in Krakow, and the Reb Shimon Seifer, the son-in-law of Zalman Breuer, asked him, "Tell me something nice from your father-in-law, Reb Shalanchen Fel Hirsch." And he said like this: that the first part of Adon Olam talks about the majesty, the greatness, the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Roimim Osakel. He was, he is, he's a majestic, he has Tifara. But we say, Vehu? Everything we just said, that he was, is, and will be. And he rules the world. You know what he is? Vehu? Eli, V'chai Goy Ali, V'tzorach Elis. He's my God. Everything I just said? Rav Shalom Lord says, everything we just praised Ribbono Shel Olam, he's mine. I'm associated with him. I have a connection to him. He knows who I am. He knows why he created me. He knows what I need. He knows why I cry out to him. That even though Hashem is Adon Olam, he is my specific and particular God. In fact, in Rav Hirsch Siddur Tfilas Yisrael, he brings over here this idea, Adon Anu Meshavim Lenegen Einenu. When we say Adon Olam, we place before our eyes. As a tolos mahusai, ugdulasai, that's nitzchiusai yichudai, his eternity, his singularity, his ein soifiusai, his endlessness, his majesty. And after we establish God as eternal and has unlimited capacity and he's so majestic, he says, even though above and beyond this, al afrei memusa as gavas, when I call out to him, the Ribbono Shel Olam answers me, Minos Koisi B'yoymekra. That even though Hashem rules the world and is unlimited and is eternal, he's Keili, he's mine. He's V'hu Nisi Umanosi B'yoymekra. I could run to him. I could take refuge in him. And not only that, and therefore, is there anything more calming, anything more soothing, anything that puts a person more at ease than the moment before he returns his soul to his Creator at night, not knowing whether that soul will come back to his body, we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I have complete confidence. You, who are master of the world, who are the Takif, Ubal HaYicholos, Ubal HaKoyches Kulam, who are, is Haya HaYvaviyya, who rules the world eternally, but you're my God, and you know me personally, and that is how we not only start the tefillah. See, there are two ideas over here. Number one, before we begin to daven, we enunciate our belief that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special relationship for us, and therefore my tefillah is different than the guy sitting next to me and the guy sitting on my left side. Because Ribbono Shel has a special relationship specifically with me. But specifically right before we go to sleep, what could be more soothing, what could be more give us a greater sense of security than to recognize that the Ribbono Shel that we're depositing our soul by is Vehu Keli. Says number 14, the Iyun Tefillah. The Inyan Zeh is the Hakdama to Tefillah. That one who davens needs to know that Hashem has a specific relationship with him. I was once asked, says Reb Schwab, for advice, how can a person come to have tefillah b'kavana? And Rav Shav said, I gave him a very simple piece of advice. Learn what it means, Baruch Ata Adoy and then Noi. And realize that really it's a chutzpah that somebody like me and you, which is a piece of dirt and dust and ashes, should be able to approach the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. You know? Try speaking to the mayor of your city. Try getting through to the CEO of any company. Try getting through to anyone who fancies themselves important. You know what kind of hoops you have to jump through? You leave a message and they'll call you back in 17 and a half years. So, but nevertheless, Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to call out to him. Because he's not only Hoya Hoya V'Yiyah. He's not only Takif Ubalei Chos Ubalei Koychas Kulam. Avram Avinu taught the world, he's the Adoin. He's Makir, he has a Yachas, Prati V'Ishi with every individual. And therefore, before every tefillah, before every bracha, and every prayer that we ever say, we say Baruch Atah Adoy and then Noi. And we establish the personal relationship Hashem has with us. And therefore, says Rav Shah, we say Adonai Elohim before we go to sleep to recognize and to remind ourselves of our personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This way our sleep will have Menuchas HaNefesh and you'll be able to tell yourself that even though my conscience is about to stop and I don't know what's going to happen to my body, I have who to rely on. B'yodai afkid ruchi b'eisi shan v'yayira. V'imruchi, Giviasi Hashem li. My Hashem will be with me. And therefore, it is very appropriate to mention this pizmain in the beginning of tefillah and before we go to sleep. Don't think you have to be a mekubal. Don't think you have to be a baal ruach hakodesh. This is a natural instinct that every Jew has to have. That Ribbono Shel Olam has a particular and personal relationship with us and with all of creation. Says Reb Schwab, even if this is the only thing we ever gained from learning about tefillah, this would be sufficient to be begeder, those who are ma'ayin b'tefillah and those who have endeavored the great subject of iyun tefillah, of which we will be oichel perasem ba'olam hazeh v'akan kayem es olam haba. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.